From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with The Rough and Tumble, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I am a lot of things, but the woman you got. Knew when I put on that dress, and the last call, made the last call from over the hill. That's the last time you came stumbling again. Baby's over in the clover. Oh, sweet Savannah, city of ghosts, won't you scare up old love tonight? Well, grab a hotel, it's a hard sell. In late morning light, I still wander your full streets alone. Sorry to see you go, sorry we met, sorry we'll stay in this town. For my last call, oh, for God's hope, stay over your hill. I can't have you come round here again. Baby's over in the clover, half past one.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I lost your diamond, but you lost my heart. Can we once call it even? And when you call out to our friend's belt, the woman I am, remember I'm not the woman you got. Baby's over in the clover.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 489th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes The Rough and Tumble, the duo of Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. The Rough and Tumble used to say they were from Nashville, Tennessee. That was before April 2015, when Mallory and Scott sold everything, paid their last month's rent, bought a camper, and took to the road full time. Sounds kind of dreamy. Tonight they're in from the road and here in the Red Barn studio with us, and we're so glad to have them with us on Red Barn Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome The Rough and Tumble.
Thank you.
They were calling out for love, they were calling out for love, and maybe we were too.
But stay here in silence,
till the moment that I left you. Let the leaving keep his tears. Let the leaving keep his tears. Setting of the moon.
You are not my mother's thought of love. No, 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 but you are all I want and all I've got.
All right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight you are listening to The Rough and Tumble. Welcome, you all.
Thank you. Really enjoying
what you're doing. Good. It sounds so great. Maybe first we'll take just a moment to introduce the sort of quiet member of the band.
Scott, he's about 5'8", right?
The real wordsmith.
97 pounds.
We're talking about Butter, and I wish you could see Butter right now. Butter's showing some teeth.
Yeah. It's not in a bad way. It's just she can't keep her mouth shut, like some other people in this band.
Butter is also recuperating. Is that right? Tell us what happened to Butter. I mean, Butter seems fine, but I did notice that there was some hair shaved back there by her haunch.
We'll set the scene. We spent Thanksgiving in California with Scott's family, and then we decided to visit some more family in Mesa, Arizona. And then we decided to go for a hike in Mesa, Arizona. And then on the way back, Aunt Margaret so kindly said, "I think it's about time we start putting the dogs on the leash." And Uncle Bruce said, "Nah, what could happen?" And I thought, I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
And then wasn't about 30 seconds later, Butter took off and got attacked by a wild javelina.
Was the javelina defending him herself?
I think Butter just wanted to play. I think she was in a squirrel mode, is what we like to call that.
Where she just kind of tears off for the nearest squirrel.
For playtime.
Butter was looking at the biggest squirrel she'd ever seen.
Yeah. It's actually a rodent of unusual size. Uh-huh. It's an R-O-U-S.
With tusks.
It looks like a wild boar.
Yeah. And, I mean, Butter's a big dog. She's 97 pounds. She's a bull mastiff. You know, she can handle her own on the playground. But not when there are
wild javelina.
Very sharp teeth involved.
So her insides were actually on her outsides for a minute. But then we got them tucked back in.
Okay.
And look, she's like a brand new dog. She even had a little liposuction, too. So she's more like 90 pounds. She's going to watch her figure from here on out.
So that's the story from your perspective. Butter, why don't you tell us what really happened?
It's a little nerve-wracking when a lot of your audience you can't see, and when you know that the audience that you can't see is currently both of your mothers at the same time.
That's true.
Just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever had that happen.
Too.
Oh, yeah, and your friends' moms. That being said, here's a song called Baggage. It's brand new.
It's a topic we know nothing about.
Emotionally speaking.
Right. Well, I got a bone to pick with you from back when we were younger. It's 4 in the morning, we were getting on late from a weekend at your brother's. We'd been fighting that little thing, and your words couldn't get out stronger. Said, what's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight, huh? What's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight? Oh, babe, I'd rather throw it down with you, throw you out and go without you now. A few years later, yeah, we got a little doggy who would hoggle up the covers. She's big and drooly and a little bit stinky, but I guess it doesn't really matter. We'd been fine, my little thing. She crawled to her mother. Said, what's the matter with keeping little doggies in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping little doggies in the middle of the bed tonight? Oh, babe, I'd rather throw it down with you, throw you out and go without you now. Oh, babe. Well, I've been thinking while we've been drinking all night till it gets real early. If not the headaches, then I think it's the memories that'll finally get me. We can take any little thing and turn into a fight. Oh, what's the matter with keeping liquor bottles in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping little dookies in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight?
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Rough and Tumble. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You've been traveling and playing music together for 4 years. Can I assume that you met sometime before that?
You could assume that, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And you'd
be
accurate. I'm going with that assumption.
Too. Yeah, yeah. We, was it 8 years now?
About eight years ago, yeah. 8.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from California. Mallory's from Pennsylvania. We went to our respective colleges and then went away to Martha's Vineyard one semester. There's this program that used to be up there called the Contemporary Music Center, and they have since relocated down to Nashville. We kind of spent 4 months just doing music stuff.
Recording. It was like School of Rock, but Jack Black wasn't there.
So 4 years before you actually started your traveling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You had just finished college.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Biola University out in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Mallory
went to Malone University.
Malone?
At the time it was Malone College. Maybe I shouldn't say that. It's Malone University now.
Did you all go to college with something particular in mind? Graduating?
For sure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was a communication arts major and a photography minor.
I was a music major.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Didn't really see that working out, you know, at the
not
time.
Not practical.
And not practical at all, no.
Why is that?
You know, I think just when you get a music degree, you kind of assume that if you're not teaching...
Then you're flipping burgers?
Yeah, kind of. Like that's the assumption, right? That
But you can hum while you flip the burgers.
That's really why Nashville has such a great restaurant scene right now, is mm-hmm. because there are so many musicians who need serving jobs and jobs at coffee shops.
Keep their habit alive.
And you do music for the love of it, and you sort of make it work until it starts actually working.
When you decided to go to music school, assuming you decided to do that, your mother forcing you to.
No,
hi, Mom.
No, my folks are both they, you know, had done music in the past, and they discouraged.
Oh, okay.
That's all from taking up music, actually.
Were you going with guitar in mind?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Were you thinking about classical guitar?
No, I was thinking about church music, actually. Biola is a religious institution, and
it is. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd be making church music somewhere, but every once in a while you turn 21 and kind of have this crisis of faith.
Then you got to sing your way out of it.
You got to sing your way out of it. Yeah, yeah. You got to find it again. There we go.
That's
how I ended up not doing church music and instead joining a teeny tiny folk band with my pal Mallory here.
Yeah.
You both ended up at Martha's Vineyard in this music program mm-hmm. before you actually met.
That's where we met
there.
Okay.
And then from there we joined with some other people, like-minded people, and upon graduation moved to Asheville, North Carolina, and started a music commune of sorts.
This doesn't sound like a Christian group.
It was all walks, I think. Yeah. And then from there, that failed miserably, like most things don't immediately out of college. And then I moved to Nashville, and then Scott followed shortly thereafter. And then we decided we'd been following each other around the country enough, and we may as well just do music together, because we were kind of the last one standing.
Mallory, you keep trying to shorten the story. You went to Nashville with what in mind?
To Nashville?
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was going to be a rock and roller. I kind of was for a second. When Scott finally moved out to Nashville, he was the lead guitarist in my band there for a while. And I cut off all my hair, and I stomped a lot, and made an angry face sometimes on the stage. And then I sometimes covered Joan Jett. So it was a pretty, it was a little bit different than now.
This next song is a song that started because I used to, be the front desk clerk in a Motel 6 in Asheville, North Carolina.
Scott Tyler, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm sure there's more applause at home.
Yeah, my mom and dad are very proud. Well, this was a great Motel 6, though. It was so right across the street from this bar called the Root Bar down in Asheville, North Carolina, exit 55. What was so great about this bar was that people they'd come in and get a room after they, you know, spent a couple hours there at the bar. And so I got to know a lot of really great and inebriated people. Anyway, one night this guy wanders in and he tells me all about his plans to build a time machine. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. Why are you building a time machine? And he says, well, I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to win back my ex-girlfriend. And I wished him luck.
Yeah.
I said, good luck.
Oh, that's what you said?
That's exactly
that
what I said.
Luck?
Yeah, that's how I wished him luck.
So clever.
And, yeah, I know.
Scott's kind of a wordsmith. Like,
yeah.
That's sort of his thing. Not only was he once the front desk clerk at a Motel 6, but he's also a wordsmith.
It's all right. What's another 99.5? What's another hour undoing this knot I tie? Hope so unraveled, should I come over tonight?
That I'm hearing in what you've done so far, kind of mountainy.
Oh yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds that way. I mean, there's some yodel to it, and
yeah.
I don't know if you like people talking about people you sound like
really
or anything.
Like,
I'm sure you've heard a lot of that.
Yeah, I get Alanis Morissette a lot too.
I can see that.
Yeah, but definitely mountain music. That's a huge compliment. I really love mountain music, and I'm working on my holler right now.
Oh, she's got a good holler.
Not yet, though. I will unveil it next time we come, yeah, for sure. But I sing it to Scott all the time when he's trying to sleep.
Well, yeah, she just... So. Well, and when I do something bad, she just hollers at me.
Also, you know? I'm really good at hollering then.
And the music commune didn't quite play out
as
you expected, or else you just let it go.
Yeah.
Next step was...
Nashville.
Nashville. Yeah, Maui moved there. I followed about 3 months later, and we started this band shortly after. We both kind of had, you know, just these leftover songs that we didn't know what to do with. And so I took my songs over to Mallory and said, hey, can you finish these? And she did. And it ended up, we kind of enjoyed doing this project more than we enjoyed doing our solo projects. Uh-huh. And it's always good to have a good, you know, a good friend to tour in a car with, share road time with. And so that's kind of how we started. We just hopped in a car and went and played some shows.
Yeah.
This last April, we sold everything we owned, and we bought a camper, and we took off. Well, we said goodbye to this tree that was in the front yard, this beautiful silver maple tree that was just growing there in the front yard that we both kind of took to...
liking, maybe?
To liking. We looked at that tree a lot.
Yeah.
Watched the leaves turn, which is something that's nice about staying still, is you kind of get to see, you know, the various seasons.
There's a silver maple growing in our yard. Set still through snow to show our single city star. Now our nation's over. Look at where we are. There's a silver maple growing in our yard. We're not too young to love a pretty song. We're not too old to sell our souls to rock and roll. Well, sing me this one over, the newer we become. We're not too young to love a pretty song. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes, you and your brown eyes. Black flies pushing on our screen door. No June bug waits for summer coming anymore. Last summer we had nothing but a bottle and your porch. The black flies pushing on your screen door. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes. Night with the dead and gone, where the wolves still bark and are howling out there. So, oh, roll me over, darling, tell me I'm the one. With the dead are gone, but they won't be gone long. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. Send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes. You and your brown eyes. You and your brown eyes.
I'd like to hear about the Rough and Tumbles Holiday Awareness Campaign. It's a cause that is near and dear to our hearts. You're probably sick of holidays by now, right?
Oh, boy, don't we know?
Because we just finished up with the what is commonly referred to as the holiday season. I think this year it actually started
Halloween?
Memorial Day. We started this this campaign called the Rough and Tumbles Holiday Awareness Campaign because every year in America, in your very own backyards, there are tens, if not 15s, of holidays that get overshadowed mm-hmm. by the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. Like International Be Late for Something Day.
The spaces between us are as big as all those things we haven't said. So step back, darling, 'cause you don't know what could fall out of this beloved world. Finger, gonna linger far too long, and now here comes another ringer. I tell you, I love you, if it wasn't true, but baby, I do. My brain goes wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Love songs, says my mama, are the best dang therapy I ever had. But baby, darling, how else do I say I gotta fail?
I gotta fail.
My brain goes wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. For all that I got to do, to keep the ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Water was dark, all clocks read 3 a.m. And the gulls weren't alarmed, and the ships in the yard rocked soft and sleeping in. And the tide rolls out. Who will see me now? I hope there's someone sad as me awake on a Sunday morning.
So that I'd catch your smile spread wide past miles and miles. Heard simple just songs so that I'd hum along that sailing soft.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with The Rough and Tumble. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
From the dock, the water was dark, a whirlpool green and gray. And the tide rolls out, and the tide rolls out.
And there was someone sad as me,
awake on a Sunday morning.
Wake on a Sunday morning. Oh,
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Rough and Tumble. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, no. I can't say that I'm regretting the great distance that I'm letting come between you and me, and a chance that I'll run into you on holidays. It's not 'cause I hate you or what all your family's done. I think you're kinda sweet in your own way. In any way, my mother's needing some of her own friends. Won't you let me in on something? Wait, because I wonder why you think that it's your right to go and act all high and mighty and to tell me that I'm acting not polite, not polite, not polite, not polite.
The opportunity to write a soundtrack for a friend of ours who made a short film. It was going to be a 30-minute film, so we wrote a 30-minute soundtrack. And then it got cut to 17 minutes, so it's now a 17-minute film with a 30-minute soundtrack because we can't self-edit. So it's a film called Pieces and Pieces, date to be determined when it will be released, but the soundtrack will be coming out probably later this month.
Don't you worry, take your time. I've made up my mind a million times. Don't you know that it's time to slow down and see the liquor man? Get yourself a fifth of something, get yourself filthy drunk, and that's when you can calm back down.
Tonight, the last number performed for us, if you've just joined us, was one of several songs they wrote for a soundtrack for a film about post-traumatic stress syndrome amongst women who fought in the war, right, or who are fighting. How did you go about doing that recording for that soundtrack?
A friend of ours, I mentioned Alyssa Pearson. She is a really talented writer and filmmaker, director. She does it all, basically. And she approached us, actually, when she was starting the beginnings of this film and specifically asked if we would write the soundtrack for it, and we promptly agreed because we love a songwriting challenge. So we agreed, and then we put it off till about the week before it needed to get to her. And then,
really love that challenge.
Yeah, we do love that
challenge.
That's
what makes it challenging.
She sent us the script and kind of gave us a rough cut of the first version of the film, and we just started writing from there. We kind of drew on as much of our method acting as we could draw on to kind of get into the head of these characters. We did. We spent a lot of time reading the script back and forth, too. And her mother was actually in Desert Storm when Alyssa was 3 years old, so she had a lot of personal connection as well, too.
Is the film actually a documentary?
It is not. It's actually, it is fiction.
Oh, okay.
But loosely based on, you know, some of the things
On her experience.
On her experiences,
when she was
three or four years old.
Mm-hmm. It's a really beautifully shot, well-told story about, you know, a mother coming home and she has this kid, you know, that's and a husband waiting there,
and immediately being required to step back into that role again after experiencing everything that she had experienced overseas, just trying to mix the two worlds and how difficult that can be. When we started this project, we were just looking at it as a challenge, like as a can we write a soundtrack successfully in this amount of time. But the more that we have performed these songs out, and the more people who have approached us afterwards and said, my mom was in, you know, this war, or I was in that war, or my daughter. Like, there are so many different people who have approached us that we weren't expecting to receive that sort of response, maybe. I don't know why, because music moves people. But we weren't expecting it. And once we started getting these stories back from this story that we felt so disconnected to, we weren't planning on, you know, being the foreground of a cause or anything. But, and I don't know if we are, but I know that it's something that has become important to us now.
Just happening.
Yeah, it's happening to us too. So the more we sing these songs, the more important.
We're the ones who turn the clocks. We keep all our windows locked at night. There's one light on. We wrote all the great love songs upon a square of kitchen wall. Right to sing, sing to soothe the soul. You know what it means to be forgotten. I know what it means to be alone. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you. Our left arm falling, climb splinters to that sliver moon. Bring a jar of Elmer's glue tonight, fill it in for you. You know what it means, say you're sorry. Next time you feel like leaving, take me with you.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Rough and Tumble on Red Barn Radio.
I really would like for you to talk to us a little bit about your songwriting process. Some of the highlights in your songwriting, sort of epiphanies maybe you've had as people who write songs.
Next 30
minutes. Minute and 12 seconds.
Absolutely, yeah, we could do a minute and 12 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. I think the first epiphany was that we could write songs. I feel like the first epiphany of songwriting is, oh, I can write a song. And then the second epiphany is, I can do it again. For a long time, I was afraid that every time I wrote a song, it was my last song. Like, that's it. The creation is out of me, and I will never be able to write a song again. And so I spent a lot of time creatively, and I think Scott can relate
Absolutely.
To this for sure. Like, we both spent a lot of time creatively worrying about our songs and whether or not we would get one again.
Because at first, it just feels like this, you know, this tablet from heaven, you know, that's, where did it come from? It didn't come from me.
Mm-hmm. And then we build a golden calf. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far.
Okay.
back to your childhood training.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The more you sit down and try and look for that sort of, you know, inspiration, the more you realize, oh, like I can start to see how the pieces are coming together. And mm-hmm. And not to say there isn't inspiration involved, but we approach it sometimes more as we would any other task. Mm-hmm. You know, just sit down.
Crafting
it, yeah.
Yeah. With the holiday awareness campaign, that was also another challenge that we committed to ourselves. Like, we kind of just said, what would happen if we wrote two songs a month for 1 year, all related to holidays? And somehow that evolved into us actually telling people about it and then telling our audience about it. And then we felt kind of committed because we had told too many people about this great idea that we had, and so then we had to do it.
Who's gonna clean this up? Picking through the wicks of Roman candles. Who's gonna take this song? Sipping through these whispered short breath tangles. Cause it's hot, you're gone, and I can't call your number, and there is no firework light. I'm lonely as a watermelon rind on the 5th of July. Which of us will give this up? When we got no caring left to dangle, bring to me October's wares. I'm falling all to pieces in summer's strangle. Cause it's hot, you're gone, and I can't call your number, and there is no firework light. I'm lonely as a watermelon rind on the 5th of July. On the 5th of July.
Could you talk to us a little bit about some of the instruments, some of the shakeables and tappables?
Mm-hmm. Shakeables and breakables.
Shakeables and breakables up on the stage.
This here is my toy piano. Scott got it for me on Craigslist when I told him that I wasn't going to play instruments.
You told him that?
Yes.
You said, I'm singing, that's it.
I said, if you want to be in a band with me, I will not play an instrument on stage.
How long ago was that?
That was 4.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I was too scared. Like, I was too scared to play an instrument. And Scott said, this isn't an instrument, this is a toy, so you can play it on stage. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Think of it as sound effects.
Yeah. You know, listen to enough Prairie Home Companion to know I could do sound effects, you know. So.
Hey, Wilco does it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Know? Absolutely. Yeah. That's where this came from. This is an African rattle. It's made out of a gourd and rocks and bottle caps and wire. And we got this for free at a friend's yard sale. He doesn't know that we got it for free, but we know that.
So and you stole it?
Yes. Well, we
got it for free.
We got it for free.
That's a big difference.
Thanks, John. All right, and then this is our banjolele. This is the most recent addition to the band.
That looks new.
Yeah. This is one of our, this we got new just because I had a ukulele that was going out of tune all the time. And Scott said if I worked really hard, I could get a grown-up instrument. But a banjolele was as close as we could find. But I have a melodica up here. It was actually Scott's dad's, a glockenspiel here that we got a couple years ago. Because our friend found out that we stole his marching glockenspiel and we had to give it back.
Yeah.
So then we got this.
We got that one.
Scott's got a guitar, though.
I do, yeah. I have a guitar, harmonica, little foot tambourine.
Yeah.
Kick drum, you know.
Nice stuff. I like the kick drum.
Yeah,
that looks
like
it's from a kid's drum set.
It is. I got it from the thrift store.
Those are cool items. It's really nice. I love that effect it brings.
All right, well, here's a song about our life on the road. It's been a real pleasure playing for y'all tonight.
Butter sensor, thanks. Over the airwaves and here, as you can see or not see. This has been one of the best nights of her life, mostly because she's not getting attacked by wild boars. Ha ha.
Well, we've been traveling round and round from the great Northeast to Nashville down to Florida. We don't travel now for the winter and the snow. Scrape a little money together at the redneck bar. Put all the wine on the credit card. Make enough so you fill your car with unleaded gasoline. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together, as we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Save the songwriter, the snake charmer, iconoclasts, and local farmers. Save a little for your sons and your daughters before it's all gone. God bless the ones who feel too much, talk too loud, who had enough to break what stands between all of us, the void, the lie, the truth. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together. So we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Yes, you can. And it's hard.
And it's hard.
And it's hard to make a little money in this dang town. And it's hard.
And it's hard.
And it's hard. Dang town. When you're only a folk singer, a songwriter, a bartender, a freelance Uber driver, a waiter and a web designer. We're all beggars and dealers and backdoor barters, commonly referred to as Kickstarters. Have all your friends finally unfollowed ya. If you've had enough, or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together, the rough and tumble's got a plan. Come together, we can fool our Uncle Sam. Come together, there's no wish like this command. Save a teeny, tiny, traveling folk band.
Thank you all very much. See you next time.
I would like to thank our guests, Mallory and Scott, the Rough and Tumble, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we want to thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and more information on our guests this evening and all guests that we have throughout the season. RedBarnRadio.com is the place to go. I'm Brad Becker, host of Red Barn Radio. Hope you've had a great evening with us. Until we meet again, let's welcome back the Rough and Tumble. Can you all do one more tune for us? Scott and Mallory.
Love of time.
of blood. Who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna carry you to your bed? And who's gonna sing songs you always said you'd write for me? You don't write to me again. Sing to the river, sing to the river that you're on. Join a band of whippoorwills, show 'em what your promises are for. On the rocks, for the shore. You don't write to me, you don't write to me. You don't write to me. Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry you?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mallory, Scott, and Butter, the Rough and Tumble, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.